AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. In the wake of the Paris terror attacks, the House has voted overwhelmingly to tighten controls on travel to the U.S. and require visas for anyone who's been in Iraq or Syria in the previous 5 years. Republican Congressman Will Hurd says European countries need to be more vigilant in checking who's traveling to this country.
The Europeans are only checking one out of every three travel documents of people going through their countries. This kind of stuff needs to stop. We need to make sure that our European partners are sharing information with us and using the information we're giving to them.
The legislation targets the visa waiver program that lets citizens of 38 countries travel to the U.S. for stays of up to 90 days without first obtaining a visa from an embassy or consulate. Belgium and France, home to most of the perpetrators of last month's Paris attacks, are among the participating countries. Philadelphia police will step up patrols around worship sites as they look for the person who left a severed pig's head outside a mosque. The Quran prohibits Muslims from eating pork, and pigs have been used to taunt or offend Muslims. Mayor Michael Nutter pledged a $2,000 reward for information leading to a conviction in any hate crime case. And he took the opportunity to respond to Donald Trump's talk of banning Muslims from entering the U.S.
He's taken a page from the playbook of Hitler.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest spoke out against Trump's proposal.
The first thing a president does when he or she takes the oath of office is to swear an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And the fact is that what Donald Trump said yesterday disqualifies him from serving as president.
For the second time in days, students at Catholic University in Washington were warned to shelter in place Tuesday evening. The order lifted after police said a suspicious person was located. This is AP Radio News. A 9-year-old Georgia girl is helping thousands of poor children overseas receive Christmas presents this year. AP correspondent Josh Replogle reports.
With the help of her parents, Jordan McNeil set out on a mission to collect thousands of donations. And she did through social media.
We have 5,161 shoebox gifts.
Each box filled with toys and toiletries to be shipped to boys and girls in need in more than 100 countries.
It's been really hard, but it's really fun.
The packages are part of Samaritan's Purse Operation Christmas Child, which sends gift boxes every year during the holidays to children overseas who have very little. Joshua Plogle, The Associated Press.
Residents in the Portland area and throughout northwest Oregon and southwest Washington were pummeled by a second barrage of heavy rains on Tuesday. Rain soaking already saturated ground, bringing some creeks and rivers to flood stage. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.